I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. And today, I want to talk about Stoicism. Stoicism keeps popping up all over for me, in YouTube comments, in suggested videos, all sorts of places. And recently listening to Tim Ferriss, he is a huge fan of Stoicism. And I honestly connected Stoicism with the word Stoic, and it's not about that, yo. Stoicism, and I'm gonna do a very poor job of explaining it because I'm just an infinite. Whoa, how's that for a Freudian slip? I said I'm just an infinite. What I meant was, I'm just an infant. I'm just scratching the surface, but I've been super excited because ideas that have come out as I study and learn more about Stoicism are super in line with things that have resonated with me for a long time. My perception of what Stoicism is about is the idea that your highest self, your virtues, getting in alignment with your best, highest, most virtuous self is your purpose. Not any external achievement, not any wealth, not even pleasure, not even life or death. You need to get right and everything else falls into place. Which is kind of what has governed so much of my life and which has made things work out for me. And it's also, I was like, wait a minute, this sounds very similar to aspects of Taoism that really resonate with me. And as I search online, a lot of people saying, hey, isn't there a lot of overlap between Taoism and Stoicism? Turns out lots of people say that's the truth. So look at me, even as an infantile infant. Wait, no, darn, infinite infant. Yeah, and a little infantile. I'm starting to make the connections. So there's a cool couple of real, like, Taoism talking about getting in alignment with the flow, this unnameable flow to the universe. Stoicism talks about finding harmony with divine reason. Oh, I love that. Harmony with divine reason. Just to remind you, this is what I have put stickers on everything I own. It says, be present, have integrity, align with love. Just as well could say, find harmony with divine wisdom. No, excuse me. This is why I make stickers, because my memory's not so good. Find harmony with divine reason. And then you can let go of that instinct need to control the world, to manipulate things, to falsely, wrongly trust your intellect that it only has a few decades of wisdom accumulated. Maybe if you read a lot of books, you've got even, you know, the wisdom of more people, but it's nothing. It is statistically zero compared to divine reason, compared to the flow of nature, compared to the cosmos. And it's nice to know people way smarter than me that have given it a lot more thought, like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, or was it Letters to Seneca? These ideas are not new. These ideas are timeless and tested. And so the fact that they are resonating with me, that's awesome. That just makes me feel like maybe am I naive? No, I'm not naive. I'm just actually following a path that is in harmony with divine reason. Ralph Waldo Emerson had a quote that people were saying, this is influenced by Stoicism. He said, greatness is the perception that virtue is enough. Greatness is the perception that virtue is enough. A path of greatness is not achieving anything. It's not doing anything. It's not drilling 100 wells. It's not saving X amount of people or acres. Virtue is enough. And then the way you act in the world is governed by that virtue. It has to be. And then the acts, the actions, the way you impact the world is in harmony with divine reason, is in harmony with nature. Not nature necessarily in the cycles of seasons, but in the nature of all things, the flow of all things, the Tao. Isn't that awesome? Professor Michael Suguru, in this really great lecture on YouTube about Stoicism, says, the Stoic would think, do what is right today and let tomorrow take care of itself. Be not afraid of death or pain or other people's dismissal. The only thing a Stoic cares about is that he should meet his moral obligations. Huh. And then there's a famed Stoic, Marcus Aurelius, who is could have done anything he wanted, basically in charge of the world for 19 years, could take all money, take all possessions, take all women, could force his will upon anyone. But his path through the world, his way of peace, his way of harmony was in virtue, is in pursuing his own virtue. I just find that to be affirming. Especially, I so often get into this place where I fall into the compares and I start looking at things that I'm doing compared to other people's or assumptions of what I should do. And it's so often the doing, the doing, the doing. But when if I sink back and say, am I in line with my virtues? Am I in line with my highest self? And don't look at impact actions. Don't look at achievement, the number of steps walked, but rather, am I going in the right direction? I feel pretty good. And the cool thing is everyone can instantly get to that place. You do not have to make $1 million or $10 million or $1 billion to reach that level of success. You simply have to self-correct, tune in, listen, identify your virtues or your virtuous path, and then the next step you take in that direction, boom, winning, victory, Stoicism. It's interesting, I've found this actually to be really comforting in recent weeks as I've been preparing to go to the eclipse. And I keep slipping into a headspace of how am I going to maximize my experience? How am I gonna have the most fun? How am I gonna reduce my discomfort? And it's so weird because like that's generally not how I try to live. I try to live in terms of being in alignment, so when I shifted my perspective my goal in going to the eclipse is not in having the most awesome festival. My goal is to be of service, to be in alignment, to walk the walk within a community of high population, high density of people that I believe are my community. And if I am in that path, if I am on that harmony with divine reason, then if I encounter an obstacle, if I break down on the side of the road, if I overheat, if I am hungry, these things are all very worthwhile challenges to overcome in service to this righteous path, in service to this harmony, in service to this highest good. And so often, I think that can be a comforting factor. If you fall into the trap of trying to eliminate struggles, every time something pops up, it's frustrating. But guess what? Something always pops up. I just was reading a quote in The Road Less Traveled by Peck, and it said, life is hard. And as soon as you figure that out and recognize it and acknowledge it, everything changes because you stop trying to eliminate struggles. You stop trying to make things easy or not difficult. Yes, it's difficult. Now that's baseline, now what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Act in integrity. Get in harmony. And then the challenges that come in are not obstacles. They're the adventure. They're why you're here. They're the lessons. They're the classrooms. So, if you were headed to eclipse and you see me overheated, or frustrated, just kind of nudge me and say, Stoicism, or Capricorn, or who needs a hug? I will continue to study Stoicism. If you are a student or interested, so many good videos on YouTube where people are talking about it and lecturing it, so many audiobooks, because there's so much of this old Greek philosophy that is public domain, and so it's very easily accessible. I'm excited to like have this whole definable new set of tools. It's kind of like, wait a minute, whoa. There are electric screwdrivers? Well, that's going to make this so much easier. So I hope you're finding whatever tools it is to make your life project easier. And recognizing that it's not the completion of the project that makes it fun. It's the process. It's the journey. It is the doing a project while being in harmony. It is living a life while being in harmony. Thank you for this opportunity to recalibrate to my highest self and to our heart's truth. I love you.